Welcome to a new episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, cameos about research on the campus to celebrate our 100th birthday. Today we're going to be talking to Professor Mark Lusk. He's from the Department of Social Work in the College of Health Sciences. Mark, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit. What's your basic research focus?
I've been working for the past 7 years on research with refugees from Mexico and Central America. The refugees that I'm working with aren't people who have come here for economic opportunities like the typical migrant who has come from that region, especially from Mexico, to work, but refugees who have come here to escape the violence associated with the drug wars in that country, people who have been threatened, people who have been kidnapped, who have been tortured, who have been raped or had their businesses burned down. They've come to the United States actually by the thousands and to by the many hundreds to El Paso. So I've had access to this population here in El Paso and have asked them a lot of questions about what their experience has been like, with the idea of getting at some of the underlying behavioral health issues or mental health issues that they've experienced as a result of being displaced from their country.
So the mental health attitude is your really main concern. I mean, there are so many aspects of refugees from Mexico, for example, but
exactly.
The mental health is your really
That's
key
my area
feature.
Of training. And there's been a great deal of research on mental health of refugees worldwide, those from Sudan, from Rwanda, especially where they've had horrific experiences. And we utilized in this research the Harvard Trauma Questionnaire, which was developed as a result of refugee experiences in Vietnam and Indochina shortly after the American war there. And then that's been translated into some 40 languages, so I used a version of that here with this population.
Would it be reasonable for someone like myself to think that the trauma of a refugee from, say, northern Mexico or southern Mexico, for that matter, coming to El Paso on the border would be much less traumatic than, for example, from people in Rwanda, where you've got to look over for, you know, mass genocides, for example?
The situation, as you've described, from Sudanese and other Rwandans and typical sort of refugees that you read about in Time magazine and so on, Afghanis who were displaced by the war in Afghanistan who are now living in Pakistan. I've talked with lots of different refugees around the world, started my work with Indochinese refugees from that era of the end of the American war in Vietnam. This particular group has not been displaced as a result of genocide into concentration camps outside of their country, administered by the UNHCR, the High Commission on Refugees, but have been people who have been able to come here speaking a language that is widely spoken here, able to blend in, and have been, in contrast to other types of refugees, remarkably resilient. And I think that's the principal lesson that has come out of my research. I went in thinking this is a group of people that's going to have a very high rate of post-traumatic stress disorder, also a high rate of moderate to severe depression. I found that they all did. In fact, all of the situations, the individuals that I worked with, had at least mild depression and mild post-traumatic stress disorder. But considering the experiences that they had had, such as having been tortured or having been kidnapped or having been raped or having their business burned or having been shot at or threatened, that they were doing remarkably well. And I attribute that to the ability of refugees in El Paso to blend in, to speak Spanish, to affiliate with institutions and being able to tie into their cultural history as a way of being stronger.
Professor Mark Lusk from the Department of Social Work in the College of Health Sciences, thank you for being here on 100 at 100.
A series of
episodes sort of highlighting research on our campus to celebrate the 100th birthday of our University of Texas here in El Paso. And my name is Keith Pannell.